Well, we are absolutely ready.
Affleck
with trivia from Mr. Kiger.
What up?
Not much. You?
Hey, good Thanksgiving Day. I hope yours was.
Yeah, it was absolutely great. Good. I ate far too much.
Well,
always. That's the case.
That's okay. Well, did you run from home today then?
No.
No.
I did not.
Okay.
I could barely crawl in here.
You got some pumpkin pie still left on your shirt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right. All right. You're going to have that later?
Yeah. I'm hanging it out. I got some of my mustache here, too, if you look closely.
Hey, I ran into George Abercrombie at Whole Foods a couple of days ago.
Really?
Who says he enjoys what we're doing? So that was kind of nice.
Was Fitz hanging out with him?
No, he was shopping in his solitary fashion on that particular day.
George Abercrombie.
Yeah. So thanks, George. That was nice of you to give us a thumbs up.
We love hearing from our listeners.
Yeah. That was cool.
Been doing this for so long. I mean, it's like...
this is 13, isn't it?
13 years now.
Yeah.
Over 13 years.
That's a lot of questions, my friend.
It really is, man. And you're the one who comes up with all this stuff. So,
well,
hey.
It's all good. It's a labor of love.
I don't do anything but talk. You're the one who does all the researching and everything.
But it works. It works. It's, you know, it's like Martin and Lewis.
Yeah.
Sacco and Vanzetti. Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Aparicio and Fox.
Merrill Lynch.
That's right. Well,
big game coming up tomorrow.
No kidding. Get serious for a moment here.
The Heels have put an exclamation point on a fantastic, wonderful season.
Yeah, man.
But this one goes beyond just being Coastal Division champs. This one is like bragging rights. And they will play out of their ever-loving minds.
You know they will.
I'm hoping the Heels will go over. This is a mature team, Ron. This is a very...
It is.
It's a great senior leadership team.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they'll allow themselves a letdown.
Freddie, I'm a little bit disappointed in this number. In the college football playoff system, Carolina is now ranked number 14.
Mm-hmm.
I think they ought to be higher up on that list.
I'm not going to argue with that. I mean, our schedule didn't do anything to help us.
No, it didn't.
Nah.
That's the main drawback.
That's it,
Of course, the opening loss, but I think it was the schedule more than anything.
Well, yeah.
But can you imagine if Carolina is able to beat North Carolina State tomorrow,
right,
and then we're playing Clemson in the ACC championship game in Charlotte, can you imagine if we beat Clemson, the number one team in the country, after winning, at that time, it would be 12 straight games?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something. Clemson,
we might have a chance.
I don't think Clemson's looking forward to playing North Carolina.
No, no way. I wouldn't be.
Heels got nothing to lose in that game, and Clemson's already got one of its own hands around its throat with this number one ranking thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but
Carolina's got so many weapons.
That to be discussed later, and we will continue. But our question for tomorrow, and it does have something to do about game tomorrow.
And as Art would say, those turkeys in Raleigh, since we're on the Thanksgiving theme.
Right. The Heels have only won two of the last eight against NC State. And last season, a massive egg laid in Keenan.
Yeah.
Shouldn't even have shown up.
No.
They've been playing since 1894 in the long history of the rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
Name the Tar Heel, who had more rushing yards in one game against NC State than any other, and the hint is 1977.
Okay.
Name the one Tar Heel who had more rushing yards against NC State than any other, and the year was 1977.
Okay, I think I got it. Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and streaming live all over the world on chapelboro.com. All right, Freddie Kiger asking a trivia question about tomorrow's matchup with North Carolina State.
Right.
It renews the long-standing tradition of playing the Wolfpack.
Mm-hmm.
And your question was?
Who has more rushing yards for North Carolina against NC State than any other? It happened over in Raleigh in 1977, the year you got here.
Would that be Amos Lawrence?
That would be.
All right.
Famous Amos, who in 1977 had 216 rushing yards in a 27-14 Carolina win over in Raleighwood.
Elijah Hood.
good. Just took note of that.
Yep.
You know, he could do it.
I'm going to tell you something. I used to love, remember how Amos would run? It was almost like he was skating.
Yeah, exactly.
Just kind of.
He's very smooth.
Oh, so smooth. He could run and had a field day over there in 1977. Hoping that Elijah would.
Hood.
All Hood. What did I say?
Yeah, Wood.
Oh, my fault. That's my, I don't know what I was thinking.
A lot of people do that. It's amazing. I heard a guy on TV say that.
That was just, I don't know where I came from. Anyway,
well,
I hope we play well.
Me too. Me too.
Play well. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. If they happen to play a better game, I can live with that.
Yeah, you know, they're going to play well.
Oh, they're going to play well.
They will be at the top of their game, no question.
But I just hope that with their youth and the number of injuries that they've suffered at some skill positions, that won't last more than a half.
Yeah, North Carolina State's got a pretty good football team.
So, well, they do. You know, very young.
They always play out of their minds against Carolina. So,
yep.
You know, it's going to be the same. We're playing them on their home turf.
And the fans will
be
close.
Fans will be nasty.
It's not a pleasant place to be if you're a Carolina fan.
There'll be so much red in that stadium. You know, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tar Heels faced a tough spot at Virginia Tech as well.
Oh, so, my goodness.
We're ready for it.
Go Heels.
You got it.